Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Joe Collins is back. Joe is a veteran of the U.S. Navy. We thank him for his service. He's a licensed financial planner, certified counselor, and a recruiter for the Navy as well. And he served in Iraq. And he also ran for Congress in California's 43rd District, and we're hoping he'll do that again. Joe Collins, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back, Joe. So you've been doing something I want you to tell the audience about. You've been traveling around the country encouraging inner-city youth to focus on not being a victim, to focus on not becoming caught up in hysteria and doing stupid things, but to focus on being a productive humans and not being a victim, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Something my campaign has been able to get on board. We've been traveling to the inner cities to influence young people to get involved in politics, preferably the Republican Party, but as long as they get actively involved in politics, and I'm not talking about the protests, I'm talking about the running for elected office aspect of politics. But yeah, we've been extremely blessed to be able to make that happen in a lot of cities, and we continue to make it happen.
What is the response you're getting from young black youth, young black people in these inner cities when you bring your Republican message, your conservative, your right of center message to them? What kind of responses are you getting?
I think at first a lot of people are kind of like, you know, standoffish, but when you are able to work with Democrats and independents to create a forum where people can openly discuss their opinions of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party being independent, I think the response after that is pretty positive, and this is the reason why we do it. A lot of people, you know, gravitated to the things that we have to say because it's not necessarily a Republican message. It's a message of what's going on in your life and what can I do in order to help you make it better.
And how to be in control of your own life, to stop being a ward of the state, to stop waiting on the government to give you something knowing that they're going to let you down, right?
Yeah, for the most part, absolutely.
I mean, to me, the message that I want to tell young people is, you know, I've had February is Black History Month. We had a number, many of my Brain Trust members are black Americans, and I had a 91-year-old black woman who's on my show, has been on my show now for a dozen years, I'll say her last name in a minute. She has been a business owner and entrepreneur her whole life. She's 91. And yes, she has a 21-year-old grandson. And I asked her, I said, what do you tell your grandson about his future? She said, it can be just like mine, whatever you want it to be in America. She said, this is America. It can be whatever you want to be. Now, that's the message. What a message from a 91-year-old black woman. What do you think? She's seen it all.
Yeah, I think it's a great message. I think it's a great message. But, you know, in point to that, when you tell somebody this, you still have to ensure that that person's surrounding is set up for that person and continue to be able to dream and believe that they can be whatever they want to be in America. You know, in the inner cities, we know that we have the poorest education. We know that, you know, small businesses for black people are closed, and we know that the environment is not shaped for people who live there to be successful. I know a lot of our people that we look up to are rappers or gang members of people
right.
that we see in our local neighborhoods.
Wrong models, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's because of those people in power who continue to allow it to happen.
Right, no question about it. So, last thoughts. What do you when you're out there? You feel like you're making an impact?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being a Black Republican is an interesting thing to be, especially in a time like now, because when you go to the inner cities, people are a little apprehensive before they talk to you, and then they see you in the city 24/7, and they warm up to you, and then you become one of their norms. Like, oh, that's just Joe Collins, a Republican. And so,
right.
You know, right now the response we get is kind of positive.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. By the way, the lady's name is Claire Villarosa. For some reason, her name just wasn't coming out. And finally, it finally came out of my database. I got a lot of names in there. Clara Villarosa is an amazing person, folks, and I'm glad we were able to mention her. Joe Collins is here. He's also an amazing American, doing great work out there. And we're going to talk about making you and me both a little more financially literate after this message. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.